Welcome back to Trixie's very own talk show. Once again, we have a great show with a very special guest prepared for our lovely listeners this fine evening. Spike, you're doing it again.
Doing what?
Stop playing the music! But before we get into that, Trixie has a rather disappointing announcement to make. Her Patreon still sits at $0. Where's all the love, everyone? Need I remind you all that patrons get access to 10% off her book, The Hardships of Being Unequivocally Superior, as well as exclusive Gelly emails informing you of what Trixie has been doing? Written by Spike, of course. Trixie is much too busy to write them herself. Now, on a less important note, our guest of the night is a member of royalty, a princess. But even I don't know which one it is. Spike, bring her out.
Got it.
Please welcome to the show, Princess. Spike, what is this?
It's Princess Flurryheart.
Spike, you told me you could get me a princess.
I did. Don't you see the horn and wings?
Spike, this is a baby.
Yeah, so what? It still counts.
I can't interview a freaking baby!
Look, she's all that was available. When I asked if they wanted to be on your podcast, the others all said they were too busy.
What? Why would you tell them it's a podcast?
That's what it is, right?
No, it's a radio show. It's completely different.
Yeah, sure it is.
I can't believe you right now. Well, dear listeners, it seems as though unforeseen levels of incompetence have once again ruined my day, and there will be no princess interview tonight. I hope you're happy, Spike. Maybe I could ask Starlight to bring that other Trixie back.
No!
Oh, just what I need.
No more ripping holes in the timeline tree!
Well, what else am I gonna do? With no guest, there's nothing to talk about.
Look, if it'll make you calm down, I'll guest on your podcast.
It's a radio show! But, fine. Take a seat. So, Princess Twilight, how are you tonight?
Doing all right, Trixie.
Good to hear. You know, dear listeners, Twilight and I actually have a bit of a history. Isn't that right, Twilight?
I guess, if that's what you call a history.
All right, let's get to the main questions. Let's start simple. What's it like to be a princess?
Honestly, exhausting. Don't get me wrong, I'm very happy with where I am, but there's a lot of responsibilities that come with the title, and there's not a lot of time to relax in between all the work.
Very interesting. Would you go so far as to say you miss the days when you were just a student of Celestia?
That's not an easy question to answer. Well, my early days here in Ponyville were some of the best of my life. The adventures I went on, the friends I made. Things definitely did seem simpler back then, in hindsight. But there's not much point in living in the past. I'm confident the future will be pretty great, too.
It's always good to keep a positive outlook. Now, last question. How do you feel about the allegations of your involvement with Folcon?
Wait, what?
Oh, dear. And it looks like we're
what
out of time.
What the heck are you talking about?
Thank you, everyone, hey, so much for joining us.
You can't just accuse me of something like
Twilight,
that.
I'm sorry. We're out of time. Try not to diddle any more fools until next time. All right,
hey!